The North Coast region has gotten millions of dollars of state funding for an economic development planning effort that brings projects to a pre-development phase, but future funding is uncertain. Progress of Redwood Region Rise, the North Coast's piece of a statewide economic development initiative, was updated during a February 4th online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. Part of the California Jobs First initiative, Redwood Region Rise has brought together 150 North Coast community organizations and more than 1,200 residents to coordinate planning of projects that support economic development. Leonie Four of the California Center for Rural Policy, CCRP, at Cal Poly Humboldt said, quote, "In a nutshell, we try to be the connective tissue that helps projects succeed." So far, $13.2 million in state funding and $2.5 million of philanthropic funding has provided planning assistance for dozens of projects in Humboldt, Mendocino, Del Norte, and Lake counties. Amanda Pecana Hickey, also of the CCRP, described the results-based accountability framework that is driving the effort.
We think about, are the things we're doing working, right? Is our program working on its goals, but also is it contributing to the larger changes we want to see in our communities at the population level? And if you look at Regional Plan Part 1, you'll see a pretty heavy emphasis on the kinds of metrics that we are looking at, at a larger level. In 10 years from now, will we see poverty rates decline? Will we see median household incomes go up? Will we see affordability come into check? I mean, these are really, really hard things to move the needle on. They are subject to forces far outside our control. But within what we are trying to do, of course, is this big question of collaboration, which our collaborative members bring forward all the time as being sort of the value add of this last 3 years that we've been on this ride.
Greg Foster, Executive Director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the meeting's host, noted some challenges.
I think that, what we've seen in the past regional efforts is where planning, but without much in the way of ability to get resources to the ground afterwards in project funding, not more planning funding, but actual tangible projects. So is that also a discussion about trying to codify either, and it probably wouldn't be new money, although that'd be nice, but codifying the discussion around all funding sources of the state, whatever the agency it comes through, to really recognize the regional impact and encourage regional cooperation and planning to access those funds? Or is that just too radical of a change for Sacramento?
The structure of future funding is an open question, said Hickey. Redwood Region Rise is funded through September, and state funding beyond that isn't guaranteed. But projects can be funded in a variety of ways, as suggested here by Susan Seaman of North Edged, which is leading the effort.
I think we finally sort of have the vision getting fine-tuned to create that brain trust of folks who understand lending and how can we get projects that are fundable in front of people who know how to find funding to help people get that capacity. So that's kind of where I see our role being after this, without funding. And then with funding, then it's a whole other discussion. I have no idea what that looks like.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's term ends in January 2027, and while Foster alluded to political change, he suggested there could be progress. He said, quote, "The next governor will be, I think, the sixth or seventh governor of California since I've started in my career, and those winds do change, but each time I think we move forward a little bit." For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.